All right. Good morning, everybody. Just a quick comment. Last week, doing better than your best. I remember when I first heard about it, I was like, well, I can't do any better than my best. How am I supposed to do better than my best? And Pat always likes to say, yeah, and doing your best, how did it do for you? And the whole point is it drives us to Christ. It drives us to Christ. And then there's so many scriptures where God just says, yeah, with man, these things are impossible. And then he always seems to say, with God, all things are possible. And there's a lot of scriptures that say, is anything too hard for the Lord? It's like, God, I can't do it. God, I'm falling short. God, what am I going to do? And it's just always just laying it down at his feet and saying, Lord, you got to teach me. You got to show me. And as we make the adjustments, we're doing way better than our best because we're allowing him to intervene and we're allowing him to teach us to make adjustments. And today we're going to review 1 to 15. And so fasten your seatbelt. We're going to be, I think, going about 105 miles an hour down the freeway. Got to fasten your seatbelt. But listen and take some good notes this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you. We can just take a moment, in a sense, and review and consider where we've come from, where we're at, where we're going, to hit the bullet points today, to take a moment and just really, it's an opportunity to pause for just a moment and reflect on what we've learned, what we're learning, and where you're going to take us. We just commit this morning into your hands. We thank you for the time to be gathered together in your holy name. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I think a scripture just kind of stuck out to me that Patrick shared this morning. And it really just kind of, to me, goes in conjunction with the whole idea of chapter of revisiting the chapters and really integrating them. Because in Deuteronomy 6:4, he read it really quickly. But just think about what he's saying here. The Lord saying, or Moses saying, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." Sounds like kind of like the triangle a little bit, huh? "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts." And then he says this, "Impress them on your children. Talk to them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them and says symbols on your hands." And there's probably times I need to do that. Might help me make better decisions at certain times when I want to open my mouth. "And bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates." Anyway, just to me, that just encapsulates everything we were hearing this morning in light of integrating and taking the things and partnering with the Lord and, you know, allow him. You know, it says there, Pat really talked about it, and it says there in 2 Timothy that there is one mediator between between God and mankind, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I had an opportunity this past weekend to talk to a few people about that, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's quite interesting how we as human beings want to hold on to whatever we have. We want to hold on to our best. We don't want to let it go. We want to hold on to our sin, or we want to hold on to our philosophy of life. And we don't want to let go of it and just cling to Christ. Because that's what we have to do. And then all these chapters start to make sense, especially when it comes to running our companies, taking care of our families, and putting God number one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can revisit these chapters and think about what it means to be partnering with you, integrating these things into our lives, applying them, lining up and waiting on you. So much to think about, flying by so quickly. And yet, Lord, we thank you. We have some days before us to put assignments together, to think about it and rethink and work. And so, Lord, we can put these precious principles to use. So as we get back to work today, may we take it to heart, may we put them to use, and may we just see you get your growth, not only in our lives, but in our families and our companies. We thank you for the opportunity to be good and faithful stewards. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.